I'm Tracy Ellis at the State Capitol in Olympia with your 7th District Legislative Update. With me now is Senator Shelley Short. Hello, Senator Short. How are you?
Good. And welcome to folks back home.
So Governor Jay Inslee is reintroducing legislation that would mandate low-carbon fuel standards. Why is this a bad idea?
Well, it's a bad idea because it is going to unnecessarily increase the cost of your fuel. It's going to increase the cost of all of the goods and services you buy or need, and not a dime of it. Not a dime will go to our important bridge work, roadways, maintenance, none of it. But what it will do, according to the Puget Sound Clean Air Agency's own study, is that it will more than likely increase the cost of your fuel by 57 cents a gallon. Now, they're going to say that our transportation emissions are the highest percentage of our own emissions. What they don't tell you is actually our state, on a per capita emissions basis, has significantly reduced our emissions. They say it's necessary because we've had a growth in population. It's like, really? You're going to penalize everybody because we happen to be a great state that people want to move to? And it's nothing short of just pure penalty. Again, for all of the roads that we need maintained, bridges that need to be updated and rebuilt, all of those things, not a dime of that will go to transportation. It is the worst piece of legislation. And if you think about right now, California does it. Oregon's had their own standard. The more you add, the more strain there's going to be on the fuel supply. Because guess what? It's a very new fuel blend that is not readily available. So it may even increase more than what studies have shown. But it is punitive. It is not necessary.
Another very controversial bill is Senate Bill 5395. It would create a comprehensive sexual health curriculum in all public schools. How would this bill impact students and parents in our public schools?
Well, we actually saw that bill last year. We actually spent about 2 hours of debate on the floor. What this bill does is sets up sexual health education curriculum for K through 12. Let that just sink in a bit.
K is kindergarten.
Yeah, K is kindergarten. The supporters of this bill say, well, parents can opt out. The problem is that the curriculum will be all throughout the different school subjects. It's not just going to be in health or PE, as we've more commonly known these classes to be. And the biggest part is it really comes on top of your local school boards. It forces them. It forces parents to have their students maybe receive curriculum or information that they're not comfortable with. And instead of doing this with the parents, with the local school boards, and actually giving these schools a chance to develop the policies that make sense for them, they essentially just force a curriculum. Now, I love Senator Wagner's comments on the floor. He said, just because you have different kinds of curriculum, supposedly there's 27 different kinds, if none of them meet the expectations of your community, it doesn't matter how many there are out there to choose. And I think, again, if we were going to really look at this, it would be about setting down with groups of parents, local school boards, and the like in the community, and determining what they're comfortable with. I met with a group of high school students, and really what they said is they needed more at the high school level, which I probably don't disagree with. But again, the need to start it at kindergarten level for safety, really. Our schools already do a really good job ensuring that students know that they can talk to an adult and create those safe spaces. It's not needed.
With your 7th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis in Olympia with Senator Shelley Short.